has been hot.
Oh,
hot,
gosh.
Hot, hot, hot. And I chose the hottest week in the entire freaking summer to do yard work.
I know you were talking on Friday about how you had like pavers out and you had to do it at night.
Yeah, I've been working at midnight.
Yeah.
Because it's finally like cooling off. Anyway, so I have like kind of the top five things that we do when like there's a heat wave.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Turn on my air conditioning.
Turn on air conditioning.
On
okay.
The-
you know what?
No.
Searches on Google for ceiling fans.
Oh.
Go up by 300%.
Well, sure.
This week, 300% more people searched for ceiling fans.
My ceiling fan has gotten this click, click, click sound.
Oh, yeah, like the motor.
Yeah, so we're not using it anymore because it keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
It's annoying. I'm sure it's an easy fix for someone who knows what they're doing. But
do you know what direction your ceiling fan's supposed to go so that it pushes the air down and not pull it up?
Yeah, it's supposed to be clockwise during the summer and counterclockwise during the winter?
Opposite.
Ah! That's okay.
That's
never switch
problem.
It.
No, me either.
I've never once done the switch. Yeah.
Kids, like if you have kids, the top thing you're searching on Google right now because of the heat, sprinklers, plastic pools, splash pads, sunscreen.
The splash pad by our house in Draper, it's like so packed.
Oh, man.
You can't even run through it.
Yeah.
Like there's nowhere to go.
There's a splash pad in Bluffdale.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly.
Man,
that's a fun
that
one.
That thing is full.
Packed. It's like a rave.
It is a freaking right. Childhood rave.
Yeah.
In the daytime with sprinklers. Okay, another thing we Google that's up by 200% this week. Signs of a heat stroke.
Yeah.
Can you get a headache from heat? Heat exhaustion in dogs. Yeah.
Oh. Mine just lays on the side.
Do you get, and maybe it's just me, when I'm out in the heat, I get like this like
get a rash.
Red rash.
Ella does. Ella gets a really bad heat rash.
I get
it's
like
really bad.
Almost instant heat
yeah,
rash.
So does she. I feel so bad for her because like we'll go to the pool and she wants to go, but she's going to end up with the rash afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. It's so crazy. And it can last for like 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's nuts. You search for beaches, swimming pools, depending where you live. Like where's pools near me?
Yeah.
The top search on Google this week because of the heat wave, which this is crazy. I would have thought like the beaches and the pools would have been one. Strawberry picking near me. This has to have something to do with the strawberry days.
It has
right?
to because
that's so random.
When it's 104 degrees out, I'm never like, you know what we should do right now?
We should go strawberry
picking.
Let's go picking.
Pick the strawberries in the fields.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds terrible.
Right?
Coming up, we got your 7:30 second date update. Stacy met Jeremy on Tinder. Was it the Tinder app that ruined their relationship or the flat tire during their date? It's your 7:30 second date update. We're trying to help out Stacy. Stacy and Jeremy met on Tinder and they ended up going out for a night. Seemed like a fun time. I mean, the only bummer was at the end of the evening, Jeremy had picked up Stacy and got a flat tire on the way home. To me, I go, what a great chance to chat with someone.
Yeah, you've got more time.
And it's a story.
It is a story.
It's like, oh man, remember that first date?
And I got a flat tire.
Yeah, like, I like that kind of thing. But we're wondering if maybe that was a turnoff, possibly. Stacy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. We do have Jeremy on the phone. So he's just on with producer Danny right now. I'm going to have her transfer him over. We'll pick up. Don't say anything. Just kind of listen in and let's see what happens, okay?
Hopefully he won't hear my heart beating. I'm like, nervous.
Take a deep breath. We'll do this together. Okay.
Whew.
Hi, Jeremy. Good morning.
Hey, yeah, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, so I'm John and Chantel's here as well. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. Do you have a few minutes just to kind of talk to us?
I mean, what's this about?
Yeah, no, that's fair. We do something on our show called the 7:30 Second Date Update, and we're hoping you could just be a part of it. Is that cool?
I don't understand. Like, why do you want to talk to me about it?
Well, it's kind of like good news for you because what happened is there's actually someone who wants to, you know, go out on a date with you who's interested in you, and that's why we're calling. So in a way, you know, we're spreading good news today, I would say.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
okay, there you go.
You asked about me.
Right, now all of a sudden we're excited about the whole thing. Well, it's actually someone you went out on a date with before. It's Stacy. Stacy reached out to us because she thought it was a good date and would love to go out on a second date.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks. No way.
Can we ask why?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we were like compatible or whatever.
Was it politics? Were you guys arguing the whole time? Was that it? Was it a COVID?
No. Okay. I just think she's just not kind of what I'm looking for in a girl. So like, yeah, I'm not interested.
Is there a height difference, like more than 3 feet, where it's just weird?
No. Okay.
That would make the person 8 feet tall.
Yeah, you heard me. Okay, how about, was it the fact that you had to drive and go pick her up? Because we did talk about that. Like, you know, I know she asked you to pick her up. Was that an issue?
No, like, I'm cool with doing stuff like that. Like, I'm good with, like, stuff that are, like, you know, like, gentlemanly, like, things to do.
Yeah.
You know, so that, yeah, I'm good with that stuff.
Then, dude, what's the problem? Like, what's going on?
Well, the problem was, so... on our way back, I had a tire blow on the ride home.
Yeah, we heard about that. Stacey did tell us, but that's no big deal. I mean, it happens to cars from time to time, and I'm sure she didn't mind, you know, hanging out, watching you change the tire. Like, that's a sexy moment, right, Chantel? See something like that?
Mm-hmm. The hot asphalt?
Right.
Yeah, no, that's not the problem. I mean, the problem is that, like, she changed the tire. I didn't change the tire. She did it.
Stacey changed your tire.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What's wrong with that? Like, she's
which
helping.
Is like, I don't know. It's just like, that's like not a woman thing to do. Like, I'm the man. Like, I should have done it. Like, it just was like, I don't know. Like, it was, it just was like way too like manly for me. Like, it turned me off.
Excuse me. It's an anyone that drives a car thing to do. If you had a daughter, wouldn't you want her to know how to change her own tire?
Oh, man. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So. Jeremy, I'm sorry, Stacey is actually on the phone right now.
Like, yeah, no, I figured that out.
Listen, you know, like Chantel, I think Chantel said it best, though, when it's like, it's not a big deal that Stacey handled the tire at all. Like
to me, if I got a flat tire,
yeah,
I would change it.
Yeah, if Chantel and I were on a road trip right now, she would have to change
it. I would have to change the tire. Like, I'm okay John with that. Wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would get
yeah,
the
Yeah, but if there's a guy and a girl there, like, the guy should be the one to do it.
But John's a guy and I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And I would change the tire.
Oh, yeah, I would have no problem with that. Stacey, what about you?
I'm kind of in shock, quite honestly. Like, that's just so old-fashioned and backwards. And I'm like, dude, I didn't realize you were driving a time machine or I probably wouldn't have bothered changing your tire. What the heck? Like, just the phrase, not a woman's thing to do. I'm like, who is this guy? This isn't the guy I had such a good time with him. What a jerk.
Yeah.
You will struggle with the pride and chivalry, pride,
sure.
All the time.
If you go down this path.
If you go down this path.
It'd just be cool that someone can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Stacey, are you even interested in another date? Kind of hearing Jeremy's point of view?
I mean, honestly, I'm kind of like a rough and tumble outdoorsy kind of girl and extremely capable. So I'm not sure that it makes sense to even try and date a guy that's going to be intimidated by my skills instead of being proud of me and like, honestly, being glad he's going to survive the zombie apocalypse.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to live.